This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica on swine flu alert. Climate change minister hails COP21 a success. And government pensioners urged to switch to direct banking. The news in detail after this message.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here is a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Buckle up! Wearing your seatbelt dramatically reduces your risk of death or serious injury. Ensure that all children are strapped in appropriate child restraints. Safety restraint systems save lives. Make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is stepping up surveillance for the influenza A H1N1 virus, also called swine flu, amidst reports of an outbreak in Trinidad and Tobago. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bulot-Decass says samples from public health facilities are being routinely sent for testing to the National Influenza Center at the University Hospital of the West Indies. Dr. Bulot-Decass is urging the public to observe good hygiene practices and to be extra cautious to prevent infection and transference to others. H1N1 is a respiratory illness that is caused by the influenza A virus. Symptoms include fever above 100 degrees Fahrenheit, sore throat, cough, stuffy nose, headache, and body aches, as well as fatigue. Nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea may also be experienced. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill is hailing the recently concluded 21st Conference of Parties COP21 a success. The summit held in Paris, France from November 30 to December 11 saw 196 countries including Jamaica adopting the Paris Agreement.
We went to Paris with great expectations. The negotiations were tough and hard at times, but were always conducted in a spirit of cooperation and compromise. And although our expectations were not fully met, we were not disappointed. We have an agreement.
The team from Jamaica, as part of the Small Island Developing States, SIDS, participated in negotiations for, among other things, funding to be made available by developed countries to assist SIDS, taking into consideration that these countries contribute less than 1% of global greenhouse gas emissions, but will be the most affected by climate change. Meanwhile, the team of Small Island Developing States, SIDS, also lobbied to hold the increase in global average temperature to below 1.5 degrees Celsius, above pre-industrial levels.
Amendments were made to the document that had language referencing well below 2 degrees Celsius and to pursue efforts to take into account the 1.5 degree Celsius temperature limit, recognizing that this would significantly reduce the risks and impacts of climate change.
The minister says the region's objective was largely met and indicates the outcomes are a step in the right direction. And the Accountant General's Department, AGD, is urging government pensioners to switch to its direct banking method of payment as it moves to phase out the use of checks. Under direct banking, the pension funds are deposited straight to the pensioner's bank account. Accountant General Carlene Murdoch says this method provides a safer option for pensioners as it eliminates the need to have cash on their person after receiving their pension payment. She adds that it will also lead to greater cost savings for the agency, noting that it costs over $600 to prepare, keep custody of, and mail each check to pensioners. Pensioners are therefore being asked to provide their banking information to the AGD.
A banking information form can be downloaded and printed from our website, or one can be emailed to the pensioner if the pensioner has submitted an email address, or he or she can pick up a blank form here at the AGD's office.
Ms. Murdoch adds that her office plans to phase out the check delivery system by April next year. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.